Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura.
Okay, if you remember the previous article, mm-hmm. we talked about the color run.
Yeah.
And different crazes. Specifically in Taiwan, we talked about the panda craze, the baby panda.
The duck,
right. And then the color run.
没错，其实昨天我们聊到很多很好玩的事情，那也学到一些不错的单字。像是呢，前一阵子应该是有一阵子啊，就是 color run， 就是彩色路跑，其实很夯很红。那我们就用了 craze 这个字来表示，哇，非常流行和夯这样的意思的热潮。那像是之前很红的，大家如果还就是追溯大家的回忆，像是 rubber ducky， 就是黄色小鸭鸭，还有像是那个 panda craze， right， 就是这个圆仔，大家都非常爱它。所以其实接下来我们就要看呢，还有其他的不同的路跑也是非常夯哦。So let's check out today's article to find out all these great fun runs.
Running for fun.
Nowadays, there are many fun runs following in the footsteps of the color run. In the zombie run,People must run for their lives to avoid costumed zombies. If the runners get caught several times, they will lose the race. For less sporty people, the Hello Kitty run is definitely more suitable. All the participants are asked to show up in red and pink. If they run out of breath, human-sized Hello Kitty dolls will cheer them on.For another good time, don't miss the beer run. Volunteers give runners beer to drink during and after the race. The event ends with a wet and wild drinking party. Whether you like to run or not, there's always a fun run out there for you.
Footstep, footstep. The little puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps. The little puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps. Avoid, avoid. Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her.Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her. Suitable, suitable. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. Breath, breath. Mary took...In long breaths after running for 30 minutes. Mary took in long breaths after running for 30 minutes.
Okay, day two's article begins. Nowadays, there are many fun runs following in the footsteps of the color run. Now, footstep, it's one word, it's foot and step.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-O-T.And step, S-T-E-P, footstep, one word. And a footstep is a step with the foot or like a way of life or the way that you would take an action, like taking foot, like walking, basically, footstep. Now, here's an example. The little puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps. So I was taking some steps and the puppy was following behind.Now, there's something else we should let you know.
Yeah.
To follow in one's footsteps means to carry on the behavior, work, or tradition of someone or something. So when we say there are other fun runs following in the footsteps of the color run, it means they are doing similar things.
Oh, I get you. Okay, 所以其实如果我们单看 footstep 就有步伐脚步的意思，可是片语呢就是课文的片语 follow in somebody's footsteps， 就是有效法他人或是可能有点像是从事与他人同样的职业或是采取同样的生活方式。回来这里呢，那我们当然是提到就是说其实在现在有很多很好玩的不同类型的路跑，也有点效法这个 the color run 彩色路跑啦，就可能看到大家都这么喜欢，哎，他们就设计一些不同好玩的这个路跑。那刚刚的例句我们提到的就是呢，这个小狗狗的 puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps， 好可爱，它跟着我的脚步学习如何走路。 That's so cute.
Yeah, it is. Okay, here is our first fun run.
Fun run.
In the zombie run, people must run for their lives to avoid costumed zombies. Okay, this is going to be interesting. Avoid, A-V-O-I-D. Avoid is a verb, and it means to keep away from somebody, to try not, and also to try to not do something, or to prevent something bad from happening. Here's an example. Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her. So Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her. So he was, you know, actively trying to ignore her. He didn't want to talk to her, so he didn't look.
Awkward, Jack. That's not very nice. Okay, well, probably Maria did something really bad to make him angry. Anyway, back to the article. 课文提到在这个这个 zombie run. Okay, 哇，这是什么东西？僵尸路跑当中呢，人们会怎么样？ Run for their lives. Okay, 就是逃命啦，来躲开穿着这个僵尸服装的僵尸。那其中我们看到 avoid 这个动词呢，就是有避免这样的意思啦。那记得它后面你可以接着动词 ing， 就是动名词或者是名词哦，记得。那像是例句就提到这个 Jack 呢，他尽可能怎么样，他不看着这个 Maria， 因为他想不理他，他想要回避他这样的意思。那其实一般那个 avoid 这个字还有什么样子的用法，像是呢，有时候呢，如果你觉得有一个人好像一直都不理你，就可能说 Why do you keep avoiding me? OK， 当然你也可以 avoid other things， 就是像是呢 I need to know ways to avoid the heavy traffic， 我很想知道有什么很棒的方法可以这个避开一些像是交通这很繁忙的这样子的问题，就可以刚刚用刚刚的例句啦。
Okay, now I will explain zombie.
Right.
Spelled Z-O-M-B-I-E. Zombie is a living dead person. There was a movie that came out, I think it was last summer, about a zombie apocalypse called World War Z. And that movie, aside from that movie, there was also another called Warm Bodies.And that had a bunch of zombies, but it was a love story about a girl falling in love with a zombie. I think the Chinese translated to "I can't believe a dead person can look so handsome," but I'm not 100%
certain. 这么帅还什么之类的。OK， 这个我没有听过。可是我刚刚那个 World War Z 它蛮红，就是末日之战，也就是僵尸世界大战哦，还蛮酷的哦。那其实一般呢，大家可能会想到的僵尸是不是我们这个中国？穿着古时候那种清朝装的僵尸，那就是 Chinese zombie. Now, I also like the TV series The Walking Dead. Okay, they are sort of like zombie-like, 就是阴尸路. They're like called the Dead Walkers.
Yeah, they are zombies, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just what the show calls them, is Dead Walkers, but they are zombies.
They are zombies.
Right. Now, in the zombie run, if the runners get caught several times, they will lose the race. Okay, so it's a little different than the color run in that the color run is not timed and there are no winners. But in the zombie run,
really fun.
You die.
对啊，如果跑的人呢，几次被这个僵尸抓到，他们比赛就输啦。
Right, and for less sporty people, the Hello Kitty run is definitely more suitable. Suitable, spelled S-U-I-T-A-B-L-E. Suitable.It means right or appropriate for a particular purpose or occasion. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sporty, it's more appropriate for you to do the Hello Kitty run. Mm-hmm. Here's an example for suitable. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. So it's not a dress that's really pretty or elaborate because you don't want to take away attention from the bride. And it's not ugly and kind of crazy like you might wear it at a club or something.
No. Has to be appropriate. Right. Okay. 所以针对呢比较不走这个 sporty, 就是走运动路线的人可能不擅长运动我们就会用 sporty 哦来表示哦。Sporty 其实就是运动能力非常好的人。那怎么办如果你是不走运动路线的那当然你就要参加接下来我们要提到这个可能比较适合我就是 Hello Kitty 路跑就更加适合你哦。Suitable 这个字就是合适这样的意思哦它是个形容词。那不过常常我们会说 something suits me 或 suits you。这个 suit 呢则是个动词也是有适合的意思啦。那刚刚的例句呢 ,Chris 提得非常好就是说诶这个 I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. 我去逛街并且找到一件适合参加婚礼的洋装。真的你不能抢走新娘子的光彩。所以呢这个所谓的适合的洋装就是可能还是要低调一点啦。OK, 那其他的例句比方像是如果你去看了一部电影你觉得说像这部电影里面太暴力可能就会说 The movie is not suitable for children. That means children should not watch it. 不适合儿童看。
That's right.Now, in the Hello Kitty run, all the participants are asked to show up in red and pink.
Oh, it's so mean. Okay, 所以我参赛者呢都要被要求穿这个红色跟粉红色的衣服。Okay, show up 就是指这个现身或是出席这样的意思啦。
Right, if they run out of breath, the runners, human-sized Hello Kitty dolls will cheer them on.
Mm-hmm.
So people in like Hello Kitty costumes will go...Keep going, you can do it. Okay, now breath is the air that you take into your lungs and send out again. So, that's a breath. We spell breath B-R-E-A-T-H, breath. Now, if you add an E at the end, it's breathe and it's the verb. Here's an example for breath. Mary took in long breaths after running for 30 minutes.
Wow, 30 minutes. Nice, okay. 所以呢如果一样啊因为他们可能是比较不 sporty 的人所以会怎么样会喘不上气来的话呢这个人形的 Hello Kitty 娃娃就会帮这个跑的人加油打气哦。这里我们看到的 run out of 其实就是用完耗尽的意思。Okay, 还有 cheer somebody on 就是只为某人喝彩这样的意思。不过今天我们的Word Power Word 我们看到的是 breath 这个字哦。那注意哦 ,breath 的发音呢如果你不小心念成了 breathe, 诶这可能就是不同啦因为 breath 是名词 ,OK,breathe、okay, 就是它的动词不要搞错咯。那刚刚的例句就是说 ,Mary, 她跑了30分钟后然后就怎么样再深深的这个呼吸这样子的意思啦。
Right. Now, for another good time, don't miss the beer run. Now, this one sounds kind of interesting, but maybe some of you out there are a little too young
yeah,
to participate.
Not suitable for you.
That's right. It's not suitable.
Okay, 所以如果要享受好时光的话大家也可能考虑这个可是小朋友们可能不能哦就是千万不要错过这个啤酒路跑
During the beer run, volunteers give runners beer to drink during and after the race.
Wow, that's...Even good for running?
No, because beer makes you dry out.
Yeah.
It actually absorbs your water.
That's bad. 所以参加活动的人呢常常会怎么样可能会给比赛的人在比赛中还有比赛后喝啤酒。
And in the end, the event ends with a wet and wild drinking party.
哇这个活动以就是又湿又狂野的这个啤酒趴做结尾做 ending 啦。
Yeah.Whether you like to run or not, there's always a fun run out there for you.
没错，不论你喜欢或是不喜欢跑步呢，总是会有一个好玩的路跑适合你哦。Okay, wow, that sounds really great. And it's time for our wrap up.
Okay, Laura, now that we've learned about a few fun runs that are going to happen here in Taiwan, I'm wondering, which one would you like to participate in?
Well, actually, can I choose two?
Okay.
Okay, okay. Well, everybody knows I love pink, so definitely the Hello Kitty run.
Okay.
对不对？做买粉红色的，我一定会参加 Hello Kitty 的路跑。But I really want to go to that zombie run.
Ah.
It sounds really exciting.
I think the zombie run actually already happened, but
okay.
I think I've seen pictures from it, or maybe I saw a zombie run elsewhere. But I wouldn't be surprised, because in Taiwan, you have a crowdfunding website called Flying V. And
okay.
they've actually, people donate money, and they've actually created a few fun runs through that.
Oh, 好啊，所以搞不好还有更加刺激好玩的这路跑等着我们哦。Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems.
You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems.
Hi everyone, I'm Eunice. 不知道大家有没有碰过一些人在处理事情的时候一直犹豫不决，无法当机立断。这时候你就可以跟他说 You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems. You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems. 意思就是你有时候在处理棘手问题的时候必须坚决果断。Hard as nails 字面上的意思就是像钉子一样硬。如果形容一个人像钉子一样硬，可想而知，这个人应该就是坚持己见，做事坚决果断，而且不易受他人的影响哦。另外呢，这个句子里面还有一个实用的片语，就是 deal with， 处理，处理什么事情，就直接在 deal with 后面加上受词就可以咯。同学们，现在我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems.Okay, let's call it a day. See you next time. Bye.
You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems.
You have to be hard as nails sometimes to deal with difficult problems.
Chit chat.
I can't find a work. 工作好难找哦。
表姐，找工作英文也要学好啦，要用 job。
Joseph 今天心情。Joseph 你还好吧？
没想到我在电脑公司才一个礼拜，一个礼拜。
你该不会被？
没错 ，I lost my work。
啊，什么？
我被别人卡零钱，我被别人拍拍表。为什么？为什么？
唉，虽然 Joseph 你唱的还蛮有感情的，但是你刚刚上一句的英文还是犯错了。一般我们提到的像是找工作啦，或者是像是全职性的工作，或者是打工时候的兼差的工作呢，这样子的英文我们要用 job， 因为 job 有着职责或者是任务的意思，它是个可数名词哦。比方说呢。I got a new job at the clothing store. 意思就是我在服饰店找到了一份新的工作哦。那找到工作我们可以用 get a job 或者是 find a job。那刚刚我还提到的全职工作英文就是 full-time job。兼职工作呢则是 part-time job。所以刚刚啊 ,Joseph 他丢掉或是他失去了一份工作我们就要用 he lost his job。其中的 job 不可以用 work 来代换哦。work 指的是需要做的事情，所以强调的呢不是职业的本身，而是那份职业所需要付出的体力以及脑力哦，是个不可数名词。所以比方像是你晚上有好多事情要做，可能是要写报告啦，或是要做家事等等，你就可以说 I have so much work to do tonight。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Job 是职务的意思，而 work 是表示工作时所需要的体力或者是脑力哦。
Running for fun.
Nowadays, there are many fun runs following in the footsteps of the color run. In the zombie run,People must run for their lives to avoid costumed zombies. If the runners get caught several times, they will lose the race. For less sporty people, the Hello Kitty run is definitely more suitable. All the participants are asked to show up in red and pink. If they run out of breath, human-sized Hello Kitty dolls will cheer them on. For another good time, don't miss the beer run. Volunteers give runners beer to drink during and after the race. The event ends with a wet and wild drinking party. Whether you like to run or not, there's always a fun run out there for you.
Footstep, footstep. The little puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps. The little puppy learned to walk by following my footsteps. Avoid, avoid. Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her. Jack tried to avoid Maria by not looking at her. Suitable, suitable. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. I went shopping and found a suitable dress for the wedding. Breath, breath. Mary took in long breaths after running for 30 minutes. Mary took in long breaths after running for 30 minutes.